The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
The Breakfast Lecture Series is sponsored by Mr. Prince Johnson, Small Business and Family Solutions representative for Legal Shield, one of the first companies in the United States to offer affordable legal plans for businesses and individual consumers. Our shared mission is to ensure immediate access to quality legal counsel, no matter how trivial or traumatic you think your issue may be. Our network of attorneys are experienced in the areas of law that will impact the growth of your business and the protection of your family. Our network of legal firms currently provide competent, affordable attorneys in 49 states and Canada. We're growing fast, with just over 1.5 million members and serving 140,000 businesses. We also provide comprehensive solutions to identity theft, one of the fastest growing categories of crime. With our new mobile apps, you'll discover peace of mind while having a law firm in the palm of your hand for an affordable monthly fee. To learn more, contact your tri-state area Legal Shield representative, Mr. Prince Johnson, at 513-476-5888.
Good morning. My name is Tom Tennis, and on behalf of the Cincinnati Masonic Center, I'd like to welcome you to this morning's Breakfast Lecture Series, featuring Vice President of External Affairs at the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, Bobby Spann. Since 2013, Bobby Spann has served as Vice President of External Affairs for the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. He is responsible for air service, media relations, airport marketing, and community and government affairs. Today he will share the successes, challenges, and future efforts in continuing the progress being made at CVG. Please join me in welcoming to the Breakfast Lecture Series, Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, Vice President Bobby Spann.
Good morning, everyone. Nice crowd this morning for August. Just proves what a little bit of gravy and biscuits will do for you, right? So it's an honor to be back here with you. It's hard to believe that it was 4 years ago that we first presented here at the Masonic Center, and it is an honor to be back here with you. Things are going great, and we always love to tell our story, so thank you for giving us this opportunity. Before I get started, I want to introduce two of my team members here. Wrestler Adam, if you'd stand up. Adam is our Director of Air Service Development. He's traveling the world, selling the city and recruiting airlines to the market. Mindy Kirshner, who is our Senior Manager of Communications and Public Affairs. She's our spokesperson, so on the evening news, when we always get all the questions from the media, she's the one you're going to see on camera, because she's got the face for it and the voice, and a lot better than mine. I think when I was here 4 years ago, I had a little bit more hair, but we're making a lot of progress at CVG, so I'm going to share over the next 20 minutes just a little bit of an update on how things are going, give you a little bit of an update on the staffing at CVG. Please stop me. If you have questions, raise your hand. We'll keep this a little informal. I'd love to take your questions as they come up. A little bit of background about CVG. If you haven't seen some of these stats or facts before, CVG operates a lot like a city within a city. It could have its own mayor, it could have its governor, it kind of its own operating body, if you will. Approximately 420 employees call the airport home. We have our own police department, our own fire department, our own airfield operations and maintenance group, our own commercial and business management, customer service and housekeeping, our own finance. Over 12,000 badged employees at the airport. So it is truly a city within a city. We've become one of the larger cities in Northern Kentucky every morning when people drive in. But about 12,000 people work at the airport on a daily basis. Interesting to note, about 60% of those 12,000 people come from Kentucky, about 30% from Ohio, and roughly about 10% from Indiana. Kind of interesting if you think about the passengers that fly in and out of CVG on a regular basis. It's kind of the inverse of that, about 60% from Ohio, 30% from Kentucky, and 10% from Indiana. But the workforce is very well diversified across the region. We always get the question about we operate as a government entity, but we don't operate on any local tax dollars. We do receive some federal funding from ticket taxes for capital projects and things of that nature. But in terms of local tax dollars from Ohio, Indiana, or Kentucky, not any of those go to operate the airport. We do have a 13-member board, and I'll talk a little bit more about the economic impact, but our last tally on our economic impact to the region is about $4.4 billion on an annual basis. So back in 2013, when I first talked to you, we were kind of in the middle of a reinvention of CVG, if you would. A lot of changes were taking place with airline consolidation. Delta had merged with Northwest. Continental and United were merging. American and US Air were getting ready. So the industry that used to be 9 to 10, 11 carriers is really down to 4 to 5 major carriers. So those were some of the changes that were taking place 4 years ago, and that really resulted in us having to remake the way CVG operated. Over the last 4 years, we have consolidated all of our passengers into a single terminal now. What used to be Terminal 3 is now the main terminal. We're using Concourses A and Concourses B to handle all of our passenger traffic. Back in 2013, we were announcing the start of Frontier Airlines. I remember in February of 2013 when we were here, we had just announced Frontier, and they were going to start service in May of 2013. That was the first low-cost carrier at CVG. Back in 2013, we were only one of two airports in the entire country, major airports in the entire country, that did not have a low-cost carrier. It was us in Miami. Now both of us do, and the changes have been dramatic. We can talk about that a little bit. We've had several DHL expansion projects. We're preparing land development, and we'll talk about that. And we've implemented a new use agreement with our air carriers to make doing business more efficient. So in 2016, we launched a five-year strategic plan, really kind of creating our vision on what we're going to do over the next 5 years. And we're in the second year of that five-year strategic plan. Our vision is really about making travel through CVG an unforgettably positive experience. Our mission is to become the airport of choice to work for, fly from, and do business with. These are kind of where we want to be in 5 years. We want to be at 9 million passengers by 2021, so really by December 31st of 2020, we need to be at that target. We're currently sitting, we finished 2016 with about 6.8 million customers. We're going to finish this year roughly in the 7.5 to 7.6 million. So we're on a trajectory to hit that 9 million, provided Adam is able to do what he needs to do the next 2 or 3 years to keep the airlines growing. So we have the cargo operations, we have the passenger operations, but CVG is a 7,500-acre property. You can't get to the runways or the taxiways from every parcel of land on our property. So we identified about 350 acres on property that can be used for non-aeronautical purposes. And this is where you're seeing and hearing about some of the property development with Wayfair, our Dermody, and some of the distribution warehouses that has been very successful. Currently, our goal is to serve or to lease out about 350 acres of that airport land that's non-aeronautical. We're at about 184 acres as of the close of, or as of this point in 2017. So we're well on our way to achieving the 350. Of course, we had the big announcement with Amazon a couple of months ago, where they're going to lease 900 acres of airport property, but that's 900 acres is aeronautical related, not non-aeronautical related. So that's the difference in those two. Our most recent benchmark study was done in 2016, and we came in at $4.4 billion, so we're well on our way towards that $5 billion annual economic impact. Quite honestly, we're going to blow that out of the water with the growth of Amazon over the next couple of years. Elevating service, Terminals 1 and Terminals 2, that was completed in 2016, making way for the future building of our contract. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. And then going beyond is about maintaining our air service quality and our superior ranking to peer airports. It's a highly competitive business. I talked about this in 2013 in terms of you have choices as a consumer, which airport you're going to fly out of. Just like going to a mall, you've got choices 4 or 5 miles around here. Where are you going to go and spend your dollars? Spend your time, and we have to compete every day for your business, just like any other business would. But we constantly measure ourselves against other airports in the region to make sure that we are exceeding the airport quality rankings that we measure ourselves against. So real quick on this, you'll be hearing more about this as the year goes on, but we've changed our tagline, which used to be get here, get there, get home, which was very operationally minded back in 2012, 2013, trying to communicate the value proposition of CVG, which was really more nonstops, more flights, more destinations, the convenience of getting to where you wanted to go, but it was a high price point, right? That has all changed. So it's time that we change the way people perceive CVG. We worked over the last 6 months with a lot of different stakeholders in the community to kind of identify what would be the right slogan or tagline to go along with CVG. And we came up with Embrace What's Next. This kind of speaks to the role that CVG plays in the community, its importance of the role that we play in the region. We are the premier airport in the tri-state region. We're an active leader in the community, responsible for driving economic growth. And we're an innovator that delivers an unforgettable positive experience. So you'll be hearing and seeing the Embrace What's Next theme along the advertising for the airport over the next couple of months, and we look forward to growing that. Looking at here is our star map for CVG, indicating all the nonstop routes that we have out of CVG. Every airport has a spider map. We're always proud of them. The bigger they are, the better they are. But we're specifically very proud of the diversity that we have with our legacy carriers, our low-cost carriers. We have about 176 peak day departures, 56 nonstop destinations. As I said, we closed out 2016 with about 6.8 million customers. One of the big changes about CVG is the number of people going and coming through the front door of the airport. If you go back 10 years ago, when you looked at our passenger numbers, about 80% of all the passengers were just connecting from one airplane to the other. They were never seeing the front door of our community. They never saw I-275, 71, 75. They never hit the pillow of a hotel here in our community. They weren't in our restaurants. They weren't in our taxi cabs. That has completely changed now. About 90% of you are going and coming through our front door as opposed to just connecting from one plane to the next. So we've changed from what was a hub-type environment to a local origin and destination airport, really focused on serving the locals as opposed to serving a national connecting-type operation. Just talk about the growth since the last time I was here, and we'll talk about what that's led to in terms of the growth at the airport. Over the last 4 years, since we opened up the new Concourse A and remodeled Concourse A and closed down Terminals 1 and Terminals 2, we've welcomed four new airlines and celebrated 53 new nonstop markets since opening Concourse A in May of 2012. All of this really started about May of 2013, just after we were here the last time. But we've introduced One Jet, which has nonstop service to Pittsburgh. American Airlines came in with nonstop service to LaGuardia. Very important in terms of the New York passengers because we did not have any competition really going into New York LaGuardia. For the last 30 years, it's just been one single carrier. Now we've got three different carriers flying into New York LaGuardia. United has opened up new nonstop service to San Francisco this past June. Again, last time I was here, 4 years ago, we had one carrier serving San Francisco 5 days a week. Now we've got three carriers serving San Francisco with three daily nonstops and about 21 flights a week. Big story this year was Southwest coming into the market, Freeport, Bahamas, with Sunwing on a seasonal basis. And then in the bottom, that's kind of the big story, introducing the low-cost carriers to CVG with Frontier and Allegiant. And you can see that Frontier had an explosive growth just after we were here last time. They started with six weekly flights to Denver, and now they're up to over 100 flights a week with 22 nonstop destinations. Now they're going to be flying nonstop to Austin, Texas, to Jacksonville, Florida, New York, LaGuardia, Miami, Minneapolis, Seattle, San Antonio, San Diego, and Raleigh-Durham. So we're extremely proud of the success that Frontier has had here in the market. Allegiant, they're up to 19 nonstop destinations. They've grown to over 70 flights a week to now serving 19 nonstop destinations. So very proud of the growth that we've seen with our low-cost carriers. Talking just real briefly about Southwest because of the significance that that carrier announcement has at CVG, this has kind of been the missing ingredient, if you will, at CVG. Southwest is the largest domestic leading low-cost carrier. But we do have them now here at CVG, and they're making a dramatic impact in terms of being able to bring customers back into the airport who were using airports outside of our region. Hitting Chicago and hitting Baltimore, those are two major hub markets for them where you can basically reach 95% of the Southwest network at fares that are about 30% less than what you're traditionally used to paying. Having access to these two hub markets at Southwest gives us access to over 90% of the network on a single-stop basis out of CBG with a very effective schedule. The first month or two, June and July, have been very successful. So we're off to a really good start with Southwest. So let's talk about the recent announcements with Allegiant. Over 60 departures per week to 15 destinations. If you are looking for a nice way to get to Boston on a leisure basis, Allegiant's a good answer for you by going into Providence. They've grown now to include nonstops to Seattle, as I said, San Antonio and Austin. You can see that CVG with 56 nonstop destinations leads the pack. Our closest competitor is Indianapolis with 46 nonstop destinations. If I would have showed you this slide back in February of 2013 when we were here last, this would have showed that Delta was about 70 to 75% of our airport capacity. This, if you look at these two pie charts on the left, that's July of 2016. You can see Delta was at about 50% of our capacity. If you look at July of 2017 this year, Delta is now at 41% capacity of the airport. And the key things that are changing, you can see that Frontier is at 16. You got Allegiant at 10, you got Southwest at 8, United at 10, American at 13. The pie is getting bigger. It's not just being split up into smaller pieces for Delta. And Delta is growing significantly at CVG. They've had 21 consecutive months of growth. So we're extremely proud of this being created at CVG and not having all of our eggs in one basket. So this particular pie chart talks about leakage and kind of make the joke that that's not a senior condition that we have to deal with. But leakage is a scenario where if you live closer to CVG than any other airport, but you're choosing to use another airport, you're called leakage. So how many of you in the last, say, 3 years have flown out of Dayton? That's good. I think that's really good. Either you're real shy or we're really getting the job done. The point being, I think 5 years ago, if I'd asked that same question, the whole room would have raised your hand. Now when we ask that question, it's only one or two hands that go up because we're recapturing that leakage. 4 years ago, 2,700 people a day, roughly 2,700 people a day, 750,000 people a year that lived within 30, 40 miles of CVG were actually using Louisville, using Dayton, using Indy or Columbus as their travel option. They really never even considered CVG from a leisure perspective. That's completely changed. We recently did an updated study on our leakage, and that 2,700 passengers a day has gone down to about 1,300 passengers a day. More than 50% of what we were losing has now come back, and that's resulting in significant growth. So let's talk about this. This is a quarterly report, and this is kind of the last 3 or 4 years of quarterly reporting by the Department of Transportation on the average airfares at CVG. At the very top, you can see what our round-trip average fare was in the past and what it is currently. The red line kind of tracks the year-over-year change and that average fare. But if you go back to the fourth quarter of 2013, go back to second quarter of 2013, those little dots you see there at the bottom, that was our national ranking. So number two, number two, number two, number one, number one, number one. Those aren't the numbers you want. Those aren't good numbers. Being number one in this slide is not a good thing. But when I talked to you last time, we were either the two most expensive airport in the country or the number one most expensive airport in the country. Now look at the green numbers coming down on the right. You can see in the most recent report, in the most recent three or four reports, second quarter of 2016, we were number 40. Third quarter of 2016, 44, 42, and 35. So this is where we need to be competitive and to be successful. Being number one or number two in the Department of Transportation Airfare report was not working out for us. This particular next slide is something we're very proud of. This kind of tracks how we've done the last 4 or 5 years since I was here with you last. If you look in the first quarter of the year, we've lowered our fares by 31%, from $559 back in 2012 to roughly $386 in 2017. If you look at the second quarter, we went from $567 to $383. The third quarter, $547 to $367. And then the fourth quarter, $548 to $376. So more than 30% airfare reduction in terms of average ticket price at CVG. What that translates into you for you is a savings of about $170 to $175 per ticket. Another comparison that I like to show in the community, if you go back to 2014, looking at our numbers there, on the far left-hand side, the average airfares at CVG were 35% higher than the national average. Again, not a statistic that we were proud of or that we wanted. But as of today, we're only 10% higher than the national average, and that's not bad. If you look at our price comparison versus Indianapolis, 4 years ago, we were 30% higher than Indianapolis. And now we're only 6% higher than Indianapolis. Not worth a tank of gas to go to Indianapolis to save 10 bucks on airfare. So airfares are definitely down at CVG, and what that has resulted in is tremendous passenger growth. Extremely proud of this particular chart. If you look at the far right-hand side, the most recent month, June 2017, we were up year-over-year 28%, 28.4%. We were 13 passengers short of having an all-time record for local passengers at CVG. And let me kind of put that in perspective for you. Everybody likes to talk about 2005, 2006 at the peak of the Delta hub at CVG when we had 650 flights a day. At 650 flights a day compared to 175 flights a day right now. And we're within 13,000 passengers of setting an all-time record at the airport. So, again, we're serving the local customer better now than we have at any point in the history of CVG, even at the peak of the Delta hub. If you look at cargo, CVG, many of you might not realize, is the eighth largest cargo operation or cargo airport in the country, or actually in North America. Cargo has been a tremendous diversifying factor for CVG with the DHL hub. In June of this year, we had year-over-year growth of 35.5% in our cargo tonnage, all-time record at CVG in terms of our cargo operation with over 92,000 tons. As I said, according to all the stats with the Airport Council International, there are over 17,000 commercial airports that are measured in the 35th busiest in the world. This particular slide kind of tracks our landed weight. If you think about what the primary revenue source of the airport is, it's really aircraft landing on the runway. So each time an aircraft lands, there's a certain charge that they get per 1,000 pounds of the weight of that aircraft. So being diversified, not having all your eggs in one basket is important. What this particular slide clearly indicates is that about 50 to 55% of our landed weight is coming from cargo operations, about 45 to 50 coming from passenger operations. It's a 50-50 split, and it's all growing. The passenger landed weight on the bottom is growing. The landed weight on the cargo operations is growing. And this is really the financial health of the airport. Our landed weight in June was up over 33% compared to June of 2016. So talking about customer service real quick and back to our strategic plan of where we benchmark ourselves against all of our competitors, we want to be an innovator at CVG. We want to look for the latest technology, the latest conveniences that will make your travel experience easy. The best thing that you can tell us is that you really don't remember the airport experience that much because you got through it without any hassles, without any inconveniences. So every time we get a chance to look for technology advances, we try and take advantage of that. Looking at some of our partnerships in the community, the Cincinnati Museum Center, with the renovations that are taking place at the Museum Center, they needed a place to put a lot of the artifacts and a lot of the things that they could not put in storage. What better place than the airport? And we have a lot of space. So if you haven't been through CVG lately, I encourage you to get there a little bit early next time you go through. In the main terminal, in the tunnel, as well as each of the concourses, we have a lot of the museum artifacts. Very proud of what we're doing with them on that. We also have a strong partnership with the ballet, Cincinnati Ballet. We have a strong relationship with ArtsWave, with the zoo. And then if you haven't seen the national attention that our horses are getting, this is something that you if follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We'll try and give you a heads up when the horses are going to be there. But traveling through airports can be a little bit stressful. So a lot of times airports try and use distraction methods or therapy animals. Most of the time it's a dog or something, a golden retriever, to kind of take some of the edge off of their travel experience. We use horses. These are miniature horses. They're very, very popular. They've been in the national news lately, and they're there at the airport about two or three times a month. really doing a great job differentiating CBG from other airports around the country. We are in the process of developing a new master plan. A master plan is required by the Federal Aviation Administration. It's something that each airports have to do about every 5 years, which is basically look out 25, 30 years and what type of runway needs are you going to have 20 years from now, what type of facilities are you going to need 20 years from now. So we're in the process of updating our master plan. This will be done and completed by the summer of 2018. But our goals and objectives for this is basically to set the medium and long range plan for the airport out to 2040, create graphic depictions of what the airport's going to look like and what we think we're going to need to look like in the next 20 to 30 years, and basically comply with FAA requirements. So you'll be seeing a lot more about this coming up. As I said earlier, we have removed Terminals 1 and Terminals 2. They're no longer there, so when you're driving into the airport, basically you have a clear shot at looking out at Concourse B, but that will be short-lived. And next year, we're going to start putting shovels in the ground to build a new consolidated rental car facility. Today, if you're coming into CBG and you need to rent a car, you have to go to our ground transportation center, have to take a bus, roughly a 5 to 10 minute bus ride to an off-site facility. Still in the airport property, but it is off-site from the terminal. We're going to be eliminating that. This is going to be a significant enhancement in our green initiative, eliminating thousands and thousands of miles of bus traffic around the airport terminal each year, and also saving the rental car companies more than $1 million a year of having to provide bus services between the terminal and their facilities. Basically, we're going to be redesigning the entrance to the airport. Today, you might recall, when you come in, you kind of have to make a wide loop to the right that usually came through Terminal 2 and into Terminal 3. Because of the changes at the airport and what we're doing with Consolidated Rental Car Facility, we're going to come in straight to the left of the hotel. We'll go right through the middle of the garage parking complex. You'll come directly into Terminal 3 for passenger drop-off and passenger pickup. We're real excited about that enhancement that's going to be taking place. Come 2020, 2021, the center section there is our new, where you kind of see the lights. That's the Consolidated Rental Car Facility. Just to the left will be the main terminal. But that roadway that you see there on the bottom right, that's going to be cutting right through what is now our garage complex and significantly enhancing the aesthetics of the drive into the airport as well as the convenience. So, again, we expect that to be operational by 2021. Another thing that's getting ready to happen is starting next month. We're going to be renovating enhancing and bringing up to date our baggage claim area. Now, these are just some kind of depictions of the different areas that are going to be worked on. The baggage claim area, as I said, our ground transportation center, the tunnel connector that goes between the main terminal and the garage. We're going to be updating the carpet in Concourse B, and doing some new enhancements to the lighting in the baggage claim exterior pickup area. So these are all areas that are designed to, again, enhance the experience at the airport, but also these areas haven't been touched in about 20 years, so it's time that we updated them. We did a great job with Concourse A back in 2012, 2013, in terms of the renovation of that particular complex. So a lot of what you see in Concourse A is going to be duplicated in the main terminal now, and that's starting this summer. Talk to you about our goal of leasing property on the airport, 7,500 acres for non-aeronautical purposes. If you look at these particular developments here, this is just kind of plots of land around the airport that have been recently developed. Over 2.2 million square feet of buildings have been constructed over the last 2 years, with over 300 million in capital improvements constructed in terms of roadways. And we've got several future developments that are pending. Also, another development that's going to be taking place is a new third-party cargo development. If you on the north side of the airport property, as you come into the airport, just to the right, there used to be a large DHL sort facility there. We're going to redevelop that land into a third-party cargo area. Today, we have a nice facility for DHL. We're going to have a nice facility for Amazon. There's a nice facility for Delta Cargo, but everybody else basically doesn't have a very efficient operating means for cargo handling at the airport. Southwest is coming in now. They need a nice cargo facility. They're going to handle quite a bit of cargo. So this third-party development that's going to be taking place on the north side of the airfield will give us the ability to service all of the carriers a little bit better, including FedEx. I talked a little bit about DHL. One of the major things that we've accomplished over the last 24 months is the completion of a $108 million project that expanded their ramp facility on their hub on the south side of the airport. Kind of the light concrete area that you see in this particular area. That is a 52-acre site that was recently completed, enabling another 16 wide-body aircraft to come in each day in the DHL facility. It was a key enabler for Amazon. When Amazon chose CVG as their global hub, having access to this type of parking facility as well as the DHL hub sort facility was key in us being able to accomplish that objective with Amazon. Speaking of Amazon, you know, who hasn't heard about what's taking place with Amazon? Way north of $1.4 billion. But this is going to be a huge economic driver for our region. More than 2,700 jobs coming to the airport property. They're going to be operating up to 200 wide-body operations a day in and out of CVG once the hub is completely built out. The blue sections of this particular map, it represents the 900 acres that Amazon will be leasing. You can see at the very bottom of the slide, this is a property right across from the DHL facility. In the middle of the airport, they have that blocked, and then to the north side, another section. So a total of 900 acres has been set aside for Amazon for approximately 50 years and up and running over the next 3 to 4 years. In 2017, Skytrax World Airport Awards. This is one of the most widely recognized and most respected benchmark surveys that takes place. Over 13 million people participate in this survey questionnaire. When all of that is put together, CVG came out as the number one best airport serving 5 to 10 million people worldwide. If you think about it, all the airports around the world serving 5 to 10 million people in the world on that. We're the number one best regional airport in all of North America, number 26 for the world's top 100 airports. We were the number one U.S. airport among that group. Number two best overall in North America, number five for best airport staff in North America, which we'll debate. The accolades keep on pouring in for CVG. We're looking forward to the next 3 to 4 years. We've gotten a lot of the things that had to be accomplished, some of the hard work that had to be done over the last 3 to 4 years have been accomplished, so now we now need to ride the wave and keep on growing and embrace what's next. Thank you very much.